It's Monday, October 22nd, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Attacks against Christians in Sri Lanka have escalated this year, with Hindu extremism beginning to take root along with longtime Buddhist aggression, reports Morningstar News. The National Christian Evangelical Alliance of Sri Lanka reported 67 incidents against Christians in Sri Lanka from January through September. Mobs are physically hurting Christians, vandalizing churches, and denying Christians from burial in public cemeteries. Saudi Arabia acknowledged for the first time on Friday evening that journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who had been critical of the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, died in its consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, on October 2nd. The Saudi official said that 18 Saudi citizens have been arrested, according to an initial investigation by the Saudi government, reports NBC News. Listen to President Trump react from the White House.
Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable. They've arrested a large number of people having to do with the event that took place in Turkey and the Saudi consulate. It's only a first step, but it's a big first step.
5,000 Central Americans bound for the Mexican-American border were stuck on Guatemala's border with Mexico on Saturday as efforts began, under pressure from Washington, to send some home and stop their journey northward, reports Reuters. For days, President Donald Trump has warned that the Central American caravan must be stopped. He has made it a political issue in the November 6th midterm election, threatened to cut off regional aid and close the U.S.-Mexico border, as well as deploy troops there if Mexico failed to halt the migrants.
I just want to thank the Mexican government because they're stopping it hopefully before it ever gets to Mexico. As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border if necessary.
Despite Facebook's censorship of paid ads and a mainstream media blackout, the new pro-life movie, Gosnell, is holding firm in the top 10 this week with over $1.23 million in ticket sales, reports LifeNews.com. Many pro-lifers are buying movie tickets online even if they cannot attend, considering it a donation in memory of the 60 million babies killed. Fox News host Brett Hume said, quote, "Apart from what Gosnell says about the culture of abortion, it's an engrossing courtroom drama, complete with last-minute evidence that turns the tide of the case." End quote. Gosnell unmasks the shocking true story of the investigation and trial of Kermit Gosnell, a Philadelphia abortionist who killed babies by delivering them before snipping their spinal cords with scissors. Parenthetically, the movie does not depict the brutal murders at all. Learn 10 things you may not know about the Kermit Gosnell case, linked in our transcript at theworldview.com. Numbers 35, verse 33 says, "Bloodshed pollutes the land." A billboard advertising the new Halloween movie opening Friday was altered after a conservative street artist named Sabo swapped out an image of serial killer Michael Myers and replaced it with one of Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, who has urged leftists to intimidate President Trump's cabinet members, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The phrase #UnCivilDemocrats has also been added. A new radio ad from the House GOP Congressional Leadership Fund pushes back hard against the sexual assault allegations that were leveled against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearings, reports Real Clear Politics. Listen to a portion of the radio spot titled "Liberal Mob," which targets vulnerable Democrats in congressional districts across the country.
They will stop at nothing. The liberal mob, pushing their extreme views, trying to hijack our democracy and steal seats on the United States Supreme Court. Despicable lies, disgusting character assassination, a new low, even for them. Falsely accusing an innocent person of being a sexual predator. Brett Kavanaugh is a faithful husband, loving father, and proven public servant. And the liberal mob set out to destroy him and his family because of their own extreme political agenda. Now, if Nancy Pelosi is put back in charge, they're threatening to impeach President Trump and Justice Kavanaugh. The stakes couldn't be higher. The choice couldn't be clearer. On November 6th, vote to defeat the liberal mob.
And finally, after a video of Georgia pastor Russell Davis praying with the high school football team went viral in September, the pastor was told he could no longer pray with the team, reports Christian Headlines. Listen to the passionate prayer of the team's character coach, Pastor Davis.
Let's pray together, Lord. We thank you, God, for another day. We thank you for an opportunity to play the game that we call football. Father, I pray that everything tonight will be for your glory. God, I pray that what you've created us to do in this community is to unite people together. Father, I pray for these high school players of tonight. They would have motivation to know that everything they do makes a difference. God, they're a big brother, they're a hero, they're a motivator, they give hope for these young men tonight. God, we just thank you for this moment.
Not surprisingly, it was the God-hating group, Freedom From Religion Foundation, which complained. According to the Dawson County News, the students did not let this decision stop them from praying. The local news outlet reported that after Davis was barred from praying with the players, the high schoolers decided to pray on their own. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.